You're going to have strong feelings about this if you don't already. I'm reading from the USA Today, today. It says, what does the Trump administration want? Administration officials want China to stop stealing U.S. intellectual property and forcing companies to hand the IP over to do business in China. They also want Chinese government to stop subsidizing that country's manufacturers, giving them what the U.S. considers an unfair advantage. And they want China to open its markets to more U.S. products and services. Tariffs, theoretically, prompt U.S. businesses to shift from Chinese to American and other suppliers. That hurts China's economy, and it prods its government to make the concessions that we want. So maybe there's some shared pain. As a result, rather than paying the 10% tariff, which we are on some items, which you haven't noticed much, either because they're not in place or because they're either getting concessions from the manufacturers or the providers are actually just taking the loss, you're going to notice it now because it's going to go up to 25% on dog and cat food, cigarettes, beer, apricot jam, bovine semen. I keep mentioning that because who knew? Live eels, frozen retail cuts of meat, shampoos, shaving cream, pneumatic tires, handbags, dog leashes, facial tissue, toilet paper, towels, napkins, window-type air conditioners, manure spreaders, buttons, motorcycles, bicycles, bicycle helmets. You get the idea. Just about everything we buy comes from China, it seems. And the tariff is going to go up 25%. So what did China today say? They say, okay, fine, if you're going to do that to try and hurt us, we're going to hurt you. We're going to put tariffs on stuff that are coming from the United States. So that now means cotton, agricultural products, a lot of the things that we sell here to China over there, they're now going to charge a tariff on for them to come in. So now everybody's going to pay more. Phil Levy is a professor over at Northwestern University at the Kellogg School of Management. Phil, welcome back to WGN. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good. What do you say about what I've said so far? That's my summary. What do you think?
About bovine semen?
No, about all the other stuff.
Oh, the other stuff. I think you characterized it pretty well. The only thing I would add is that it's actually a little worse than you make it out, because the list that you gave, perfectly good list, that tends to be consumer products, and those are very important, especially if you're a consumer. The other thing to remember is that China is supplying a lot of things that we use when we make cars or when we do other products, and American companies are going to get hurt when their costs go up, when those things get to be more expensive.
The president said farmers are going to like this. What's he talking about there?
I think he's making promises that he's going to give them money. That we've already done $12 billion in subsidies, and I think he's promising, I think it was another $15 billion. I think he knows that has to be appropriated by Congress, but that's what I think he had in mind. Farmers, for the most part, by the way, don't seem to like handouts. They seem to want to earn their money rather than just get it as a government compensation.
They also seem to like the president, too.
So far, yes, although I think a lot of that comes from believing that he's just about to solve the China problem and this is all going to go away, and we don't really seem to be heading in that direction.
But the objective is admirable here. If they're stealing or shortchanging us, then we ought to do something about it, right?
Yeah, but we should do something effective. And unfortunately, this doesn't seem to be very effective. Part of the problem, you gave, again, a good list of U.S. concerns, things like intellectual property protection and subsidies. They actually, even from what the White House put out in January, had a list that kept going on and on after that. And I think China is not quite clear what they need to be doing that would make us happy or that would defuse the tension. So we're not getting results.
I'm sorry, I'm confused by that. I mean, they're stealing intellectual property from us. They're doing all of the things that do seem to be unfair to our manufacturers. We're going to put a tariff then on their stuff coming over here. That'll either force them to negotiate in good faith, or it'll make American-produced products more competitive. So that helps American manufacturing, right?
Well, it doesn't necessarily help, especially if the Chinese products were inputs into American manufacturing and we're competing with countries that don't face those tariffs. It makes us less competitive. And the complication comes in first by the number of issues. And also, if you take something like intellectual property, I think there's little doubt that China has done a bunch of objectionable things. But the Chinese would say, well, we don't officially steal. Now, we do say that you have to strike deals with, you know, with Chinese partners when you do joint ventures, and if you then decide that, you know, this will work better if you share your technology, well, what can the government do about that? I don't think that's particularly candid, but this is part of why that gets to be complicated.
Is it possible that these, say you're a manufacturer and you're in China because you get the stuff real cheaply done there, then you sell it to the United States. Now there's a tariff because you're in China. This might help American manufacturers, but maybe you just move your plant to Vietnam, and we don't have trade sanctions with Vietnam, do we?
No, we don't, and you're exactly right. That, in fact, when there was a report from the American Chamber of Commerce in China asking what were businesses moving out of China planning to do, and it was just what you said. You look for other places in Asia. Relatively few who were relying on things like low-cost labor were talking about, for those tasks, doing a return to the U.S.
Well, maybe, so I guess it's whose threshold for pain is the highest, right? Because so now Vietnam's going to make stuff cheaper and we'll buy it from Vietnam or India or Indonesia, someplace like that. But China still isn't getting the dollars. So it's that might not help us that much, but it is going to hurt China, right? I mean, would you agree that these tariffs will hurt China?
Yes, absolutely. The tariffs will hurt China. They will get to keep selling to the rest of the world. One of the problems with the way we've done this is, even though countries like Japan and the European Union, which works as one for trade purposes, even though they have some similar concerns, we've been having a hard time playing well with others. So we haven't really done this in the kind of unified way that might be more effective.
You know, it's amazing to me in looking at the list, and I did for a while today look at the 6,000 items that are on this list, is how much food there is, because we produce more food, I presume, than China. But they said a lot of the food we produce gets processed over there one way or another and then shipped back here. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, and I think that hits on a really important point for understanding the way modern trade works, which is we like to think that a good is made in one place or the other, and instead the development we've seen in recent decades is global supply chains, where one stage of processing is done in a place. And that's why you don't end up saying, you know, U.S. goods are more competitive and Chinese goods are less, because often those Chinese parts were factoring into the competitiveness of U.S. goods. And as you note, that happens in agriculture as well.
I wonder what happens then. I wonder if people are on board. We do a daily web poll question here, Phil, and we call it the news click. And today we're asking our listeners, you know, are you on board? Maybe we will collectively share this pain to get a better trade deal with China. And in the long run, that will be good for us, and maybe it'll help American manufacturing. But it's going to cost you, on average, $700 more per family, because we're going to end up paying more for goods and services here. So are you on board? And I don't know what my listeners will say about that.
Do you want to give them some hints? I think it depends a lot how you interpret the question. If you interpret the question as, are there real concerns about Chinese business practices? I would answer, yes, there absolutely are real concerns. If you ask, are the series of actions that the president's taking likely to get results, and are they well-advised? I'd say the answer is no.
Well, what's
so it's all which part of it you pick out.
Fair enough. But what's the problem with the president's plan?
It's several fold. So one is, like I said, we didn't work in concert with our allies and trading partners, so we're much less effective. We walked away from things like the TPP that would have really put pressure on China. We've been way too scattered in our critique. So the Chinese offer us baubles, like we'll buy some more soybeans. I'm not saying that's unimportant, but it doesn't get at some of the core concerns we've had. And I don't think the president has convinced the Chinese that they have a way out. And so if they figure they're going to get hit whether or not they help us, then they're not that inclined to help us.
Will this actually make things more noticeably expensive when I go to buy a dog leash or a baseball glove or some bovine semen?
Yeah, I think when you do your bovine semen shopping, you are going to notice something. It depends really whether they're sort of easy substitutes for a lot of these products, if you can get them from another country. I think we had already sorted out Chinese products a bit that way, where the first $50 billion that we put tariffs on, that was the stuff that was relatively easy to substitute. Now we're getting into the harder stuff, and that means you are going to notice.
Is that why the markets are off? I mean, didn't we see this coming? Why did the market drop 600 points today?
Okay, so first, Kevin, market does things for all kinds of reasons, and if I could give you, perfect analysis of why the market moved, I'd be doing things other than talking to you on the phone. But I think what's going on here is, all last week and the time before, the administration had been leading everybody to think that we were just about to have a great China deal. And instead of taking one step forward, we seem to have taken several steps backwards. And that's all gotten called into doubt.
And today is when push has come to shove, right? Because this all happened Friday, and then China retaliates today. So now we're in it, right? It is happening today, right?
Right. So remember that you had a Chinese delegation visiting Washington Thursday and Friday last week. And as of Friday afternoon, before markets had closed, the president last week was tweeting, "This looks good. We're still talking. Things are nice." I think as you get to retaliation over the weekend and people get to assess, they realize we're moving deeper into a trade war.
So should I stock up on anything? Like, I'll bet if I went to the Jewel today, I wouldn't see toilet paper 25% more, although the tariff is 25% now, 15% higher than it was previously. Should people stock up? Are they really going to see prices jump 15%?
That depends on how individual stores do things, but as a general rule, if the demand is shooting up now, you will see prices shooting up now, especially when you can't resupply and these things are getting scarce. So I think the time to do that was a little while ago.
Oh, all right. Phil Levy's a professor at Northwestern. Well, this has been thoroughly depressing, Phil. I sure appreciate your time.
And glad I could help.
let's continue to follow this. And by that, I mean, why don't you continue to follow this, and we'll call you again in the near future, sir.
Deal.
That's Phil Levy, Northwestern University Kellogg School of Management professor.